Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Did you try out that face app thing a few weeks ago? Did you laugh at the picture of your older self staring back at you from the phone? Sure, it was gas, wasn't it? But were you concerned when people started saying that face app was a Russian data harvesting plan to get access to all the photos on your phone? No, neither was I. But one woman who definitely did use face app and knows all about what happened when you let someone else use your image for free is Shubnam Khan, who joins me on the line now from South Africa. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
Listen, it's so great to talk to you. So thanks for being with us today. First of all, can you explain how you found out that you were a very successful model?
I found out from a friend who was in Canada. She messaged me on Facebook. This was quite a few years ago. And she put a photo of me on my wall. And she said, "Hey, this is an advert in Canada inviting immigrants to come and live in Canada. And it looks just like you." And I said, "Oh, I think this is me." And then I like studied the photo and I saw the beauty spots on the face. And I said, "That is my face. I don't know what I'm doing in an advert in Canada inviting immigrants." And so we did a little investigation, and a friend told me, "Hey, do you remember we did a photo shoot like a year or so ago in Durban in South Africa? This looks like the photos from there." And we started putting it together, and I contacted the photographer, and the photographer said, "Yes, you signed these photos away to me, and they're now stock photos." And I didn't realize that at all. And so when I went online and I did like a reverse Google search where you put your photo in onto Google and they can search where the photos were, and all these adverts started coming up for like makeup and creams and, you know, and McDonald's adverts. And I didn't realize this at all. And so I was in all these adverts without realizing it. And if the friend in Canada didn't see it in the newspaper and tell me, I probably wouldn't have even known. So it was.
What did it feel
very,
like?
Very shocking.
Can I ask? Yeah, you were shocked. Was there a teeny tiny, teeny tiny little bit of you that went, "Oh, I'm really successful. I must have a great face."
I think, I think it was a number of things. I think at first it was like, "Oh my God, this is scary."
Mm.
And then I started laughing as well because it was funny. But I don't think at any point I thought, "Oh, I'm so successful," because these were very strange adverts, right? They were like for acne creams and they were for like makeup tutorials, but like with little bubble speech, just like my head there and little speech bubble coming out. It was not for like anything very
nothing sexy.
Or nothing sexy. Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't like things I was proud of being in. And I mean, more than anything, I think I just felt outraged because it was my face and I was used for these things that I didn't even know. You know, when I signed that document, I thought I was signing him to use the photos for his portfolio. And there were many other people that day, and some of them thought they were signing for an art project to be put up in like an exhibition and stuff. So people were not clear at all. And so obviously when you start seeing yourself in adverts all over the world, you get shocked. Yeah.
It's insane. Did the photographer knew what the outcome was going to be? Did he know what was going to happen with those images, do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty sure now in retrospect, when I look back on it, a lot of people did not know what they were signing that document for. I mean, obviously it is your fault. You should be aware. I mean, I always say this when I talk about this topic, like you should be aware of what you're signing, right?
We all do.
Yeah, I think the photographer knew what he was doing because I heard that people had to change their T-shirts so that the brand names weren't on their T-shirts. He told us to come in without makeup because he said you have to look natural. We wanted to be very natural poses. So he had an intention for these photos. We just didn't know what it was, yeah.
But we all do it. Like I said, it's something that we do on a daily basis. We just click and sign. We agree to terms and conditions.
Yeah.
We don't read terms and conditions. That's what we do. We're like, "Oh, it's going to be the same old, same old." And then there's repercussions and there's consequences. And we're like, "Hang on a second." So did you eventually get the photographer to take your image off the stock list, or what happened?
Yeah, so eventually, I mean, I published a book called Onion Tears, and after about 2 years of my face just appearing randomly everywhere, like especially like in South Africa, people would be like, "I saw you here, I saw you there." And so it kept building up, and then I started seeing myself in adverts with different names, right? So it would be like Jane something something says she enjoyed this, and it would be my face. And so apparently I signed away the right for them to distort the photo,
wow,
the right for them to use different names. So there was like one where they'd photoshopped acne onto my face and then cleared it and said, oh, after I used Dermalite or some product or whatever after my pregnancy,
oh my God,
my skin was cleared. So I think it became a bit much. And so then I published my book. And after about a year or so, I contacted them and said, hey, I'm a published author now. People can recognize me. You need to take these photos down, which, I mean, is not entirely true, right? You don't really know the face of the author. But I had to find some kind of way. So, I mean, that was kind of the loophole I found to get out of that. And then he agreed. And then he contacted me and said, like, he's going to... I was like, there's already some places where I can still see it. So he was like, no, I'm taking it everywhere down. And
that is scary. I mean, can you imagine how much you could have earned if you were actually paid each time your image was used?
I was in China and I saw myself in a McDonald's advert.
Stop.
I don't know. Somebody saw me on like a billboard in London, and I don't know. I don't know how far or big this went, you know.
It's frightening. It is frightening. I've never heard it to this extent. So what do you say to people? I mean, you're a writer and a teacher now. Do you warn young students about the importance of being like aware of what they are agreeing to?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially in this day and age, you know, it's like all about the image and Instagram and what you post on. And, you know, if you hear about a professional photographer, I mean, this was a few years ago, but when you hear, I was in university and I heard about this professional photographer taking professional headshots. He had a portfolio. He was well known. I thought, oh, like, you know, what could be the worst? At least the idea was he would shoot you for his project and you would get a headshot. So I was like, yeah, I'm getting a free headshot. That's fine. I can do this. And it's so easy to get caught up in it because you want nice photos, right? Especially like now in this day and age when the visual matters. So, yeah, I tell my students, I tell everyone around me, like, just be careful. And if anyone comes up to me and tells me, oh, my photo was used for this, I keep telling them, if you didn't sign anything, it's not legal. You need to take it up. I mean, the problem with me was I signed something and then it became legal. But yeah, I'm always telling people to be careful because we, like you said, we just sign things and we don't think about it.
We don't think. And listen, thanks for coming on and reminding us that we should be so careful. Read everything, read the terms and conditions and be careful what you sign, especially now with social media and everything. We just need to be so careful, so careful. Listen, I'm glad it all worked out for you in the end. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, no problem. So read the small print, lads. Read it all. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.